Hello, David. Welcome back to Outsite Radio Hours.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine, good. Everything's going along well.
I appreciate that. It's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Things are going well here. I've been listening to a lady from Shanghai all day, including driving about to a brunch and back with it in my car with my wife. I'm commenting on the tracks.
Uh-huh.
And really enjoy it. I have to confess, I enjoy it more than a lot of other recent Pere Ubu albums. I'm really quite excited about this one. And I appreciate that you've produced a manual for it.
A book, yeah.
Chinese Whispers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, technically it is a book. Why would you shy away from describing it also as a manual?
Well, no, I do call it the missing manual to the album, so you're right on that.
Thank you. Among the things I like it, like you said, you describe it as the missing manual, but we really don't get specifically into the album for the first few dozen pages. It's almost brings us up from the history of Pere Ubu, Mirror Man, to here. It's also sort
of... Well, it's not going through history. It's background.
Exposition.
It's nothing's there that doesn't specifically address central issues of the book and of the album. It's all background material. It's not history. History is be much longer than that. It's all very specific to the principles that are involved.
Have you considered, or do you think someday you might pen the Pere Ubu history?
No. No, I don't really have any... It's not all that exciting from my point of view. It's just stuff I did, and I don't remember a lot of it. So, because I don't particularly look backwards or anything. Anything that's happened to me, I try to generally get it out of my head as soon as possible, rather than accumulate all that garbage in my head. I don't. Everything in the past is failure. As I say, one of my sayings is the past fills up with failure. So, why do I want to remember any of it?
That is fascinating, David. I would disagree with you.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get compliments. I don't need compliments, but I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome then, because I'm glad, despite at least your stated epitaph, that really so much of your...
Epitaph, there you go. There it is. That's it. Yeah, like on your gravestone, yeah.
Yes.
Well, maybe that will be my epitaph on my gravestone, finally I didn't screw it up. I made it to dead. Yeah, it's worked out well.
As expected, eh?
Yeah.
David, I also have here Hieroglyphics, which I've really been enjoying.
The Book of Hieroglyphs. Maybe.
Yes, The Book of Hieroglyphs, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me on that. Which is another thing that I'm glad that you've preserved for history, despite... And some of the things I love, I think it was in a footnote to Chinese Whispers, mentioning the space-time envelope that goes back to here, and you have the ghost line offset, and do you have like a interest, fascination, like space-time relativity? Are you an Einstein groupie? Where does this come from?
I understand it. there was some. My brother gets these like 20 cassette lectures that he listens to in the car, and one of them was an explanation of relativity, and so I'd kind of understood it in vague terms before then, but. that was, you know, I think I have a basic grasp of it. I'm not prepared to explain it to you, you know, but I have a, it all makes sense to me. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a groupie of Einstein or anything, no, but it's something that certainly if you have a serious interest in music, you should understand relativity or do your best to try to understand it, which may, I mean, I'm not, you know, say, you know, did Elvis understand relativity? Well, I don't think he probably had ever been able to explain it, but yeah, he had an innate sense of it. I think it's, you know, it's fairly critical to understanding music on a deep level, you know, and I think that the people who do things in music on a deep level, even if it's simply intuitive, you know, have an intuitive grasp, would have an intuitive grasp of it.
That's interesting. That's that word intuitive jumps out at me. It was a line I read in Chinese Whispers about your intuitive knowledge that music is heard left to right.
Yeah.
One of the things that fascinated about me reading that.
I make this up, you know, but it, you know, I don't sit there and think about it. It just seems to me, you know, I'm listening to this left to right, you know, and there's no way I can justify that. I mean, other things that I come up with, I can justify. This one, I've never bothered to try to figure it out. Someday I will. You know, I feel in a privileged position in which I can just spout off any bit of nonsense that comes to my head, and people will go, oh, yeah, you know, oh, gee, you know. So, you know, I people think that I'm accused of being too intellectual about this stuff or whatever, but, you know, I'm not an intellectual. I'm just, but I'm not afraid to be smart. You know, so I like to know why things are the way they are. You know, I like to figure out how we got from point A to point B. You know, or point Z. Mm. You know, so I try to come up with the reasons. They're not actually always good reasons, but, you know, somebody's got to, you know, start the ball rolling. I don't know.
Well, I love that. I mean, isn't that truly part of the role of the artist in society?
You'd think so, but yeah. You better go talk to about 99% of them out there who don't, you know, who are just happy to, you know, I have to keep myself from using a bad word here, but then keep happy with the same old garbage, you know, not even standing still. They're all slipping, you know, is that expression, you know, if you don't, I don't know what, I've just forgotten the expression, but it has to do with, you know, if you're not moving forward, you're falling backwards, you know, or something, I don't know, you know, it's like riding a bicycle. I mean, if you don't keep pedaling, you're going to fall over, you know, so... and too many people are content with falling over and being dragged backwards. It's to bring up time. I mean, nobody's ahead of their time. You know, the best you can hope for is being of your time. Everybody else is falling backwards, which is why it looks like you might be ahead of your time. You know, it's not my, you know, I've put in 40 years, you know, forcing the envelope further, you know. I've done my bit, you know, and I continue to do my bit. It just becomes extremely irritating that everybody else is so happy with not doing their bit.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're not naming names, but a lot of, like, artists in popular music, I feel we're going through a period where they're intellectually lazy, where it's more tied to...
Oh, the whole thing's gone to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's you know, nothing has changed. I mean, this is the longest period, uninterrupted period of nothingness in pop culture. Nothing has changed since 1990, you know. Mm-hmm. you know, everybody goes, oh, the 50s were so boring. Baloney, you know, compared to the 90s and the zeros, the 50s were an era of massive evolutionary change in culture. You know, the last 20 years, it's been... black music is dead. You know, that used to be an engine house of pop culture. Well, it's been dead for 20 years, if not maybe slightly less. I don't know. I'm not paid to come up with the exact date. You know, so white culture is afraid of its shadow, afraid of saying anything, which is why you have dance culture predominant since 1990, because dance culture developed from disco, and the only reason disco became so popular is because and the Europeans took it over, that Eurosound, is because they got rid of the English language. That's what they wanted to do for a long time, you know, because with language, you got to express thoughts. You know, there's only so far you can go with you know, expressing dreck, you know, with language. So, okay, let's get rid of the language, and then nobody can say to you, you know, you're promoting stupidity and willful ignorance, you know. So on and on and on. I don't like talking about this stuff because I start sounding like an old grumpy man. I start sounding like Clint Eastwood in that movie that the name of the car on it. What's in
Gran Torino.
I start sounding like him in Gran Torino or something. Or it's not sounding, but reminding myself of him. But maybe that's the way it works. So, you know, I mean, you've always, you know, there's a reason that old people get grumpy. as I've gotten old, I've discovered the reason. that people who are younger than you are so utterly stupid, and you just despair of it. And you can take, some people take comfort in the fact that, oh, well, generation after generation is the same, you know, and blah. But no, I don't take any comfort in that, because I guess the level is getting lower and lower every generation. I don't know. I mean, you know, I too would bemoan the crankiness of old people when I was younger, you know, and, you know, so, okay, I'm that same person, because my ideas haven't changed in 40 or 50 years. I still think exactly the way I always did. So that level must have lowered, you know, over the, if I'm here now being the same person I was when I was bemoaning the crankiness, now I'm bemoaning the crank, you know, bemoaning the youth, you know, gee, it must have gotten really bad now.
Well, I suppose then that maybe the circle of life or circle of perception.
It's not a circle. This is the other metaphor that's really totally screwed up. You know, the pendulum does not swing back. You know, the pendulum just keeps going that one direction. You know, it's not a circle. It's just a long line, straight line downhill.
Apparently pushed that way by cynicism.
I don't know. Cynicism is not the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's your friend. You know, what the enemy is self satisfaction. You know, I mean, it's like that study they came out with last year that the people who are truly competent at something, you know, are beset by doubts. You know that. You know, am I really doing a good job? The people who are doing a good job sit there and go, oh, I'm doing a terrible job. I don't know. I got it. The people who are doing a terrible job, the incompetent people, think they're great.
Yeah.
You know, think that they're
right.
They've really got a grip on things, you know, and they understand it all, you know. So that's not a, I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what the subject is, but that's relevant to whatever the hell we're talking about.
Well, what you were just saying there, I entirely agree with David. Like everybody I've recall talking to that I felt was, you know, at the top of ability or approaching perfection are seemingly propelled by fear, doubt, and insecurity.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that you've quite got my take on it. My take on it is that you have to, you know, because I talked with, I got a drinking buddy down at the pub, who was an Alexander Technique guy, you know, and we end up having these, you know, discussions and all this, and, you know, to me, you know, he's, you know, he goes on about how I have so much confidence, you know, and on and on. I said, no, I don't have any confidence. You know, I just have reached a separate peace with failure. I know that everything I'm going to do is going to fail, that it's not going to be up to the mark of what it should be, that it's you know, that I'm going to regret it all. I regret it as soon as I'm done with it, you know, and it's like, oh, I could have done that better, oh, that should have been better, and blah, blah, blah. So it's not that I have any more confidence, you know, it's that I'm at ease with failure, you know, that's all it is. So it's not the things you were saying. You have to embrace, you know, the zen of, we call it disaster, so nothing can go wrong.
Yeah. David, I can only say thank you. And maybe I have not completely got the message that you've intended to deliver, but I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to add to us, not only enjoying your music, but sharing the sage wisdom.
Share my depressing thoughts. Those are working up to. Yeah, okay, well, I'm glad I could share my depressing thoughts, because this is David Thomas of Peribu, and you're listening to Outside.
Thanks, David. You did.
I remembered it. I figured that was your cue.
It was, and I sincerely hope
all your listeners can see that I did my job professionally with a smile on my face.
I could hear the smile.
Now I'm going to go drink.
I'll have one in your honor as well. Okay. I hope we can chat again.
All right.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.